Good morning, saints, and the Lord bless you. It's another wonderful day the Lord has given to us to have fellowship. And wherever you are listening from, the Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord guide you. This is your brother, Brother Jesse Nzima again. And may we start in a word of prayer. Author of life, Master, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. Father, for all that you have done, Jehovah, you have kept us in your word. You have kept us in an age of Laodicea, and Jehovah, it is a very troubled age. It's a very difficult age. But Jehovah, because of your grace and your mercy, you gave us light to guide us through the prophet, Jehovah. The world is in the dark. They live in the bush. They don't know where they are. They're like sheep scattered until Christians, so-called Christians in the world, they have no identity. They don't know who they are. But Jehovah, you have given us a light. Jehovah, we can see that lighthouse, Jehovah, guiding us safely to the shore. And Lord, we are praying that Jehovah, as we are still laboring for you, Master, as we are still in this war, we are fighting. Jehovah, I pray that, Master, let us be faithful. Father, strengthen us. Increase our courage. Oh, Lord, help us every day, day by day, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. So we commit, Lord, whatever I'm going to speak, may you give me the grace, Lord, to speak something that may help a brother and a sister, including myself, Jehovah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Amen. Let us go to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. We are still on with our topic, and today it's our conclusion. The title is Incorruptible Seed. Isaiah 53 and verse 2. I read from the New King James Version. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The Lord Jesus Christ is typed as a tender plant growing up in unfavorable conditions. The Lord Jesus grew up a very difficult life. The environment was unfavorable the time that he came. And you know, when a plant grows in such unhealthy atmospheres, it is denied so many privileges. The Lord Jesus Christ was supposed to have a good time in the temple. He was supposed to have a good time with his fellow brothers, the Jews, but they rejected him. But he still, as a tender plant, he still grew up as he was resilient. So we can see that the Lord gave us an example, despite where you are. Despite your circumstances, despite your conditions, we are supposed to grow up as a root out of dry ground, because that root, it is sustained by divine providence. It is the Lord sustaining that root. So the Lord came and he grew up like that. So likewise, God's seed is in an environment that, so we are likewise, we are God's seed, and we are in an environment that is toxic. But we will not die. We will not perish. We will not be consumed. Even when the world is going down, we are going to stand. We are going to live to declare the oracles of God. We are going to stand until the end. So I pray, brothers and sisters, that as we keep laboring, as we keep pushing and trying and seeking the grace of God, he's going to strengthen us. And he strengthens us through the word. He strengthens us through his grace, because he knows that even if we seem to be a root that is in the dry ground, but we are born of a seed that is destined to accomplish its purpose, no matter the environment. And that is why when the Lord is bringing trials, whatever he brings to us, it is measured. Whatever the Lord gives to us, it is measured so that we can bear it. as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible reads, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So no matter the circumstance, no matter what we go through, the Lord is going to make a way. The Lord is going to help us to bear every hardship, every difficult circumstance, every seemingly challenging, every seemingly hard circumstance. God is going to help us because he has said that there is no temptation. Nothing has overtaken us. So whenever Satan throws anything at you, he can never do that without the Lord allowing him. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that by the grace of God, he is going to help us to overcome in this world. But now one may ask, but how come I'm tempted and I keep falling in sin? How come I'm tempted? I keep doing the same bad thing. I keep going the same way. I'm always living the same habits. There's a difference there. When you read James chapter 1, verse 14, it says, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. But remember in Corinthians, it says, when there is temptation, God is the one who's going to provide a way of escape, that you are not overwhelmed. But here, the temptation is when you are out of the will of God. You are drawn away by your desires and you are enticed. So that is why children of God are not governed by the desires. They are not governed by the desires. We are not governed by what we see. If we are governed by what we see, then we are in trouble because Satan is coming and will not escape. When desire has conceived, so you have a desire, but that desire is not overtaking you there and then. It's like a pregnancy. It has to grow. It takes time. That's when it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation and show of turning. Amen. Now, so we are saying here, the Lord Jesus grew up as a root out of dry ground, because we are seeing the pollution in the world. So now, sorry, I beg your pardon. I've missed the point. I'm trying to refer to my notes. Sorry, brothers. Now, when a plant grows in such unhealthy atmospheres, it is denied so many privileges. So likewise, God's seed is in the environment that is toxic, but it will not die. It will still reach maturity until the day he will separate them. Now, the parable of the weeds. It gives us another example. Now, another parable he put forth, that's Matthew 13, verse 24 to 27. Saying the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? So now we are seeing this situation that we are in this world. You know, a believer is in this world. And in this world, he goes to work. And what does he find at work? He finds pollution. He finds death. He finds darkness. He goes to school. He finds the same thing. He's born in a family. Some members of the family may not be believers. So he has all this. So he's growing up as a root out of dry ground. But God has placed us there for a purpose. God has placed us in that environment. He has placed us with those people who are always tormenting you, those people who are always gossiping about you. Sometimes you can hear them gossip about you. Sometimes you can hear them insult or talk bad of the message. Talk bad about you. Talk bad about your faith and your stand. That is done. But the Lord has put us there for a purpose. And he knows that like a root out of dry ground, we are going to stand. It is dry ground. It is ground that has no hope. It is a world that has no hope. It is a world that is sick. But God has proved, has provided you, and he is feeding you. He is giving you. So those plants that were grown amongst the weeds, the Lord said, don't uproot them if you continue the story. He said, leave them. Let them grow together. Let them mature together. Let them be grown together. Then at the end, I'll get the crops. So the Lord Jesus, he has let us be. For now, we depend on the systems of the world. We depend on the money system. We depend on our families. We depend on all these things that we have around us. So for now, we have to grow together. But a time is coming when that seed, which was there, the incorruptible seed, the Lord is going to harvest it. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. So this pollution is everywhere. I came across Brother Branham's message where he talked about the same thing. This he preached this message in 1964, 640705. The title is The Masterpiece. This is what Brother Branham said on the what he said. He said, July the 3rd, I was over here sitting in there, this center over here, shopping center right out from us here. I have been in Pigalle, in Rome, in France. And I've been in New York City, Los Angeles, but the filthiest bunch of women I ever seen in my life is Jeffersonville, Indiana. I never seen so much gum and filth in my life as I see amongst them people. God to ensure that they make the most of their environment. So whatever we have an opportunity to make the most, we need to make the most of it. That is why we don't give up on fellowship. Why are we not giving up on fellowship? According to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, because the Lord knows that we cannot stand on our own. As a seed, we need to be planted in an environment. As a seed, we need to be placed in the right environment, in the right atmosphere. Because when we do that, we are going to grow, we are going to mature. But where you are alone, where there's no fellowship, do whatever you can as a root out of dry ground. You do whatever you can to grow up. Now, as we are concluding, Psalms tells us, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So your counsel comes from the Lord. All the time, ensure that Christ is leading you. So brothers and sisters, as we are fighting on, as we are moving on in this faith, I encourage you that take a stand. Ensure that you are growing up as that root. We are growing up as the seeds among tares in a very polluted and sick world. But the Lord is going to guide us. We seek the Lord is going to help us. So the Lord bless you, protect you, and guide you. It's my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you and thank you for your prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.